The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? And Claire is here today. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Claire, what's going on, sister?
Okay, well, compared to some of your callers, this is not like the most insurmountable problem.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
My husband, George, he insists that he has to watch TV to fall asleep. He insists he cannot fall asleep without watching television first to unwind.
Right.
He got Bluetooth headphones, so the sound, I mean, technically, like, the sound is not always on.
Okay, so you can't hear the TV.
I can't really hear it.
Okay.
He starts watching it. He usually starts watching it, like, once I'm already asleep. But he, like, laughs to himself. or he like does this little thing where he's like, uh-oh, you know, if he's watching.
What is he watching?
I know.
Then he'll fall. He almost always will fall asleep, but it stays on. So he'll like take off the headphones. I can hear the sound kind of like distantly through the headphones, and the light from the TV is still flashing because it changes to commercial.
Right.
And the
yeah,
light,
it's so annoying.
So I wait. Yeah. So then I wake up. And I'm trying to find the remote, and I have to, like, flip the covers, and the remote goes flying, and I got to freaking get out of bed. And
oh, my God, that's horrible.
Go find the remote and turn it off, and then I get all aggravated.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, awake.
And then it wakes you up, yeah.
All right, let's call George and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
George.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how'd you sleep last night? Good?
Yeah, more or less.
Oh, that's fantastic news. It's important that you sleep well. George, by the way, this is Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hey, George.
Hi. The radio station?
That's the one.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, you know, we've got your wife, Claire, on the phone.
What?
What? Say hi, Claire.
Hi.
Hi, Claire.
No, not you. Okay, yeah. Well, listen, Claire called us up. She's got an issue with you.
She told us that you got a TV and you put it in the bedroom and you watch it every night before you go to sleep. And it really annoys her because it wakes her up.
You called the radio station about that?
Well, I thought we could get an impartial, outside opinion.
Claire,
about our problem.
What are you doing? This is just an annoying little thing. There's no need to. Oh, jeez.
George, do you watch TV and fall asleep, and it you know Claire wakes up every night and turns it off?
Oh, for crying out loud! Yeah, I do that.
And you really feel like you have to have the TV to go to sleep?
I work shift work. I'm awake at night sometimes. I've done some things that make it less of a problem. I've gotten Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah, Bluetooth headphones. She told us.
Yeah, we heard about that.
You know, maybe, here's the thing. There's three ways we could go with this. Number one, you guys get divorced. Number two, George, you get a new job. Or number three, well, I don't know what number three is, but we have a bunch of people online that with maybe some less drastic ideas. Can you guys hang on 1 second? We want to talk to them in just a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, 340-9595. What's the solution to the couple who one has to have the TV on to fall asleep and the other one's like, turn that freaking TV off, I'm trying to sleep. So, I mean, that's it, marriage over. Unless, of course, someone has another idea.
I think they can work it out.
You think so? 340-9595, help this couple. Hey, Patricia, good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, what do you want to say, Patricia?
I just want to say I have the same annoying problem that caller has. I have a boyfriend that has to sleep with the TV on. So I got tired of, like she said, fumbling for the remote, trying to figure out, where it's at so you can turn it off. And of course, they're off in la-la land, sleeping nicely.
Yeah.
And not getting any sleep. So what I did is I finally put a table right beside his side of the bed so that when he changes the channel, the remote has to go back on that little table so that we never have to fumble and try to find it. But first, it was just a really simple way to fix our problem. So, of course, I have to wake him up to turn off the TV because I want him to know that I'm still, I'm my sleep is being disrupted. But anyways, that works for us. He turns it off. He knows where the remote is. And it works for us. So
you wake up, nudge him. He grabs the remote off the table and turns it off. And that solved your problem.
Yeah, it does because he knows
Well, he should have to wake up too. I agree with that.
But anyways,
all right.
I'm not looking for the remote, and I just.
I got it. Did you not have like a nightstand by your bed to begin with, or?
He did not.
Oh, okay. All right.
I put a table on that side.
All right, so a table. All right, hey, Patricia, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I don't think that's solving the problem.
No.
I think they still have the issue because they're both still waking up in the middle
right.
of the night. Missy from Lake City, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Great, Missy. What's your suggestion?
Put a timer on the TV.
Put a timer on the TV? Oh, so it goes off automatically.
Yeah.
I guess you could do that, but if you forget to set the timer or... That's because it seems like kind of a pain, doesn't it, to like set a timer?
I don't think so. I think, wouldn't it stay on? You don't do it like every time.
No, I think you have to do it every time you turn on the TV. Otherwise, your TV keeps shutting off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You turn it on at night and it'll turn off in an hour or whatever time you set it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he should do that. Then that's a compromise.
That's not a bad idea. Robert from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm all right.
Hey, Robert, what do you do in this situation?
Well, my wife taught me how to do the menu on the TV.
Yeah.
And there's something called a sleep timer.
Sleep timer. Yeah, that's what this other woman was saying.
Yeah, and what you do is you set it for how long you want, half hour, hour and a half, and then you set that, and you can fall asleep, and the TV would turn off by itself.
So that's what you do now?
Yep.
Well, that's cool. All right, and it saved your marriage.
Yeah, my wife works 13 hours a day, so I do that. I had no choice.
No, yeah, I got it. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. She's like, you're going to do this or else. Kim from St. Augustine, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Kim. You have a similar problem?
I have even a bigger problem. I have a 55-inch in my bedroom that I have to put up with every night.
You have a 55-inch TV in your bedroom?
Oh, my God.
I don't even think I have that in my living room.
I definitely don't.
Why do you have that big a TV in your bedroom?
It's not my choice.
No, I understand. Okay.
He has to watch TV before he goes to sleep every night, and it's like a 50 or 55 inch. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Even my friends come in and go, what the hell do you have that in your bedroom for?
No kidding. That is, wow. That is, I mean, that's just bright. That's bright.
And the flashes, I have a strobe beside my bed.
Yeah, no kids. Like you're trying to dance in a disco. Hey, thanks.
That is obnoxious.
So do you have?
I just thought I'd share that one because I know she said she had a problem. Mine's even bigger than that.
No, you just want to commiserate. I got no solution.
Yeah, right?
I just
want
to let you know you're we're all
it
in the same
boat. It could be worse.
April from San Marcos. Wow. Hi, April. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Your husband does the same thing, huh?
Yes, and I work nights, so by the time I come home, like, I'm up for a little bit, but then the TV starts to really annoy me.
Right.
So I'll either, like, set a sleep timer, or previously I had a different type of phone, and my TV would program to that phone, so my phone would turn off the TV.
Oh, what, your phone would turn off the TV? Oh, that's a great
idea. Yeah.
That is a good idea.
That is.
You know, most people know where their phone is all the time, so... That way, if he's forgetful, like my other half loses crap constantly, like he's worse than my 3-year-old. you know, I can never find the remote.
Yeah.
So I pretty much either use my phone, or they can also get like a second remote from any like big box store and program it. And she can set it. Well, she knows where it's at. So all she has to do is roll over, grab it, and turn it off.
That's
and
a great
he
idea.
He can lose his whenever he wants.
You know, a second remote would be good, too. You know, I've done that with my own kids. Like, I'll yell at them and say, you better find the remote, because I think they lost the remote.
And then it was
And then
you.
I'll walk into, like, my bedroom, and it'll be sitting on my nightstand. And I'm like, oh, crap, how do I get this back out there?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
That's really funny.
We really appreciate it. I'm like, you have 5 seconds to find this remote. And they're throwing up, like, you know, the cushions on the couch. Meanwhile, I storm off into the bedroom, and there it is, like, next to the toilet. I'm like, oh, how did this get in here?
And you just blame your wife.
Angela, that's right. Baby! Why are you... Angela, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Great, Angela. What's your solution?
I make myself watch TV on the laptop or tablet with earbuds on.
See, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it's a much smaller screen. Like, it's not, like, 55 inches big.
Is there not a reason why they can't just watch TV in, like, the family room? I feel confused about that.
Well, because some people need it to fall asleep.
Absolutely. And I'm okay with that. But you've got the earbuds on. Once you're done, if it's still on, I can't hear it. I can't see it. And
right.
I'm okay.
And then eventually the battery's going to die anyway.
There you go.
See, but that light will just distract me.
I think that's a better solution. It's less distracting than a big 55-inch movie screen.
That is true.
All right, look, George, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, your wife's got to, you know, she's got to sleep, dude. What are you doing? Come on, respect your woman.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's probably some kind of tech solution that can solve this, like a tablet or something.
Well, that's what people were saying. Can you, like, plug into your iPhone and just watch, because it's a smaller screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's probably a way through this. I mean,
buy an iPad or something.
That sounds reasonable. That's reasonable.
Well, you know what? Maybe you could just go on Craigslist and find somebody to stand in your bedroom till you fall asleep and then turn off the TV.
You know, there's a plan.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
Claire, what do you think of that? Does that work?
That could be a good compromise.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Maybe they could dress as a creepy clown. I don't know. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.